And if you tell me now, when you are thirsty and get water, you may drink it out of
a glass or a dipper.
Okay. And if I ask you, if you drink a lot of water, you say, yes, I
drank a lot of water today.
Okay. And what about yesterday? You might say, yes, I.
Yeah, I drank yesterday.
Okay. And if you want to say, well, how much all day, you might say, how much have you
drunk today?
Okay. And when dinner's on the table and people standing around, you say, well, come on and
get your dinner.
Okay. And come
bring
to the table.
Your chair.
And what?
Bring your chair.
Bring your chair and come
and
on in.
Sit.
Okay. And then you might say to somebody, won't you go ahead and
have some?
Okay. And
sit.
Okay. So he came on in and he what? Down.
Sit down.
He what?
He sit down.
Okay. And if you want somebody not to wait until the potatoes are passed, you'll say, go ahead and
help yourself.
Okay. So he went ahead and what?
Fix his plate.
And he
passed it around.
Okay. And but help,
he helped his plate.
Okay. And he had already, so I had him pass them over to me. He had already
filled his plate.
Okay. But whose help? You'd say he's already
filled his plate and passed it over to me.
Okay. And you might say, if you were going to do some work for somebody, you might say, well, he's going to help me tomorrow. Yesterday, I went over there and I
help him.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I have always
help him.
Okay. If you decide not to eat something, you might say, no, thank you, I don't
care for any.
Okay. If food has been warmed over, you say it's been
warmed over the second time.
Okay. And if you're if you had more than you could eat for Sunday dinner, then Sunday night or Monday, you might say, well, we're having
some leftover.
Okay. You put food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew.
Okay. I can't remember whether you told me that you had a dish made out of a ball of meal and milk or water. You remember that? Cooked?
Oh, I ain't had none of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember anything that was called mush or kush or
kush? Yeah, I remember they used to say kush and some called it mush.
Okay. Yeah. And all the stuff that you have out in the garden are homegrown?
Vegetable.
Okay. And the small plot where you grow your vegetables, you call your
the garden.
Okay. And what about the coarsely ground corn that you eat for breakfast, particularly here?
Well,
it's white.
We call that white corn.
All right. And when it's ground up and served with butter and salt and pepper, it's like they say, they don't have it up north.
No, it's called a roofing year here.
Okay, but when the corn is shelled off and ground real fine, and then we boil it and serve it with eggs and so forth.
They don't do it here. I ain't eat none of it.
I bet you have. I'm just not making clear what it is.
Yeah.
Like, what do you have for breakfast usually? They have sausage and eggs and
yes, and grits and
okay, that was the one's one. The grits, okay. Do you know about it, any version of that they may have, but the whole grains? It's not ground up the way grits is, but the whole grain.
Well, no.
Maybe it seems to me that they used to a long time ago that they'd actually make it to get the shell off the corn. Maybe they used potash or lye or something.
Yeah, used to call something called lye humbly.
Okay.
Yeah.